People change. I know I have. I want to wrap up this season with a reflection from an old interview that I had over 6 years ago. Stay with us. Hey guys, welcome to this week's Grace and Truth. I'm a grateful, gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope and pray that you're doing well. Years ago, on May 15th, 2011, I was interviewed by my friend Jeff Holton at his church in Castro Valley, which is a Greek Orthodox church. On June 27th, 2012, I'd wrestled with a comment from that interview and eventually saved it for a later interview with Jeff and one of my previous pastors, Matthew Blevins, from Castro Valley First Baptist Church. Both interviews were broadcasted on my old blog, vlog, and podcast, Chew on This. Well, now here we are in 2018, and there has been a lot of changes that have occurred since I had gone through a ministry called Celebrate Recovery. In the second episode of Season 1 of Grace and Truth, I listened to that broadcast and re-answered the questions that Jeff asked me that I didn't answer in the interview. Well, on today's podcast, I'm going to share the interview with Jeff and Maddie again with a reflection. But before I do so, I need to provide a bit of background behind the interview. Listen to this portion from Jeff's interview with me.
I actually am a regular attendee at Castro Valley First Baptist Church.
You should become Orthodox.
Yeah, Orthodoxy, the way to
Baptist,
go.
Baptist,
Have you ever seen
the
Baptist church?
Religion.
Now that you've heard it, you're probably thinking, why would she say that to you? Well, I have a better question. How do we as Christians respond to statements like that? I received my answer on June 27th, 2012. I had set up a conference call with two men to discuss this issue. Jeff Holton, the Sunday school teacher who interviewed me, discussed his thoughts on what the girls did to me. Pastor Maddie Blevins also joined in this conversation to discuss how we as Christians respond to those kinds of remarks, regardless of our denomination affiliation. Later, I'll give you guys some reflections from that program from the place where I'm at now. But first, let's listen to the discussion that I had moderated with Jeff and Maddie. All right, so basically, Jeff, we talked a little bit about this earlier. So in summary, I said to your students, I go to Castro Valley First Baptist Church, and one of the students said, you should become Orthodox. The Baptist Church is not the true religion. Now, having witnessed that, Jeff, and after listening to the recording, what were your thoughts?
You know, I honestly don't remember it happening live. It breezed through really quickly, but I've got a number of thoughts in response. The first thought is, on one hand, on a positive side, I think what was being shared was in a way, it was an invitation. I think the wording of it might have been a little bit odd, but in a sense, it's almost an example of evangelism. It's almost an example of the kind of thing that we're all supposed to be about, saying, hey, we have something here that means something to us, that has changed our lives, and we want to invite somebody along. Now, on the other hand, within that context, I think that sometimes people say things that aren't quite worded the way they later wish they had worded them. So somewhere between those two is probably where the reality is sitting of what happened that day.
All right, let's get to the next question, and I'll start with you, Pastor Maddie. Have you ever had someone tell you that the way you believe is not true? I believe that this is right, and that you should believe the way I do.
Yeah, you know, I think that that is something that happens often, either if it's a direct confrontation or just maybe a Facebook post or a response to something that I've said, especially as a pastor, you know, when you're preaching and so on and so forth. So it's not something that's uncommon, nor is it something that I just discourage people from doing. I mean, I really appreciate when people disagree with me instead of just giving me the smile and then walking away.
And how about you, Jeff? Have you ever had that happen to you before?
I think so. Not necessarily if it was worded precisely like that, but I would say very similar to what Pastor Maddie just said, that anytime I'm in a situation where somebody disagrees with me or feels like they're very certain of themselves, and like he just said, in a way, I don't necessarily mind that because I found over the course of my life that – there are things that I was very sure of, and I'm not necessarily talking about core belief issues, belief in God, belief in the Trinity, belief in Jesus Christ, something like that. But there are secondary issues that I used to be very sure about, and my opinion on them has changed. So on the one hand, yeah, I could be taken aback when somebody says something like that, like your belief isn't right and you should believe the way I do. But on the flip side, statements like that have occasionally dropped a little hint in the back of my head that, hey, I should give this some more thought. So have I ever been faced with something that abrupt? I don't remember anything that was ever worded exactly like that, but I can think of times when it was suggested to me that I should apply more thought.
All right. This next question is a little tricky, and I'll start with Jeff. And if you don't want to answer this question, you're more than welcome to say pass. I'm just curious. Do you think these girls have ever been to a Baptist church before?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take that. I think there are two possible answers. Obviously, there are two possible answers, yes or no. But I don't think you can tell from the answer. I don't know the answer. If the answer is yes, I would say that their response is either based on the fact that they already visited as an observer with sort of a predetermined bias. Or it's possible that they walked in there and had a negative experience that either was because of something they didn't know to expect or something particular to the group they were with at the time. For example, an individual could have behaved poorly and they took that to be representative of the entire group. I hope that didn't happen. I always hope that doesn't happen when anybody visits any church whatsoever, whether it's Orthodox or Baptist or Presbyterian or Catholic or whatever. But the other possibility is no, in which case they're strictly speaking from a bias or from a prejudice, from a lack of information. I don't know that I necessarily want to use the word prejudice, but there's either a misinformation or a lack of information or some observation that they're misapplying.
All right, Pastor Maddie, what are your thoughts? Do you think these girls have ever been to a Baptist church before?
Dave, I don't know if they've been to a Baptist church, and it really didn't sound like when she said it that she was really thinking about what she was saying. Mm. So, you know, I'm not sure there was something. I don't know who she was, so we can't speculate. But I think ultimately what happens is someone who wasn't raised in a Baptist church setting, I would say that I'm an evangelical pastor or a Christian pastor who works at a Baptist church, you know, I would say that our church is little B Baptist instead of big B Baptist, you know. And so, you know, I understand a lot of people have a lot of different opinions about the Baptist church. And I think being that it's the largest non-Catholic denomination in the nation, you know, of course, everybody is going to have some kind of experience with it. And unfortunately, a lot of people have had bad experiences. It's pretty amazing when I talk to people and I tell them that I'm a pastor and they say, that's great, where? And I say, at First Baptist, it's pretty amazing how the responses can go from anywhere to complete apathy to that's great to ew, you're one of those guys. So, you know, I think what it comes down to is just what do people bring into a situation about how, you know, about a certain denomination and how do they feel about that denomination. So,
all right, we have one more question. This one's for Pastor Maddie. And Jeff, if you want to get into this one, you're more than welcome to. Pastor, how do we as Christians respond to statements like that?
I think the first thing you do is you have to ask the question, is what they said what they mean? You know, I think that a man's heart is deep and it takes understanding to really get to the meaning. It talks about that in Proverbs. And I think that when someone says a statement like that to me, I really want to find out what they mean. So if someone says to me, and people have said, oh, you go to a Baptist church? No, I want to go to a church, you know, that loves Jesus or loves people. I actually had a pastor that I used to work with tell me, I got to get you away from the Baptist church. So I had to kind of think, what does he mean? Well, what he means, at least in this individual's standpoint, was I want to make sure that you are not becoming legalistic or whatever he thought of Baptists at that time because he loves me. So how I heard that was, A, he loves me, and, two, he doesn't understand my context. So if I'm going to respond to it, then I just respond to those two things. It's just understanding the meaning. if what they mean by that is that they don't believe in Jesus and they don't understand God or anything like that, then that's a whole different subject to whether or not they agree with Greek Orthodox or Baptist or Presbyterian or Roman Catholic or whatever it is. So, you know, pastorally, I would say that, you know, there's a need for us to understand what we believe, why we believe it. There's a need for us to understand how to listen to people, how to respond to people with grace and truth. As a Christian, I think it's a very important part of what we do. So.
All right, back over to Jeff. Now, from an Orthodox point of view, Jeff, how would an Orthodox person respond to statements like that?
That's interesting. That's a good question. And I don't know that the answer would be any particularly different, because I don't think that the behavior that you detected in the talk that day was stereotypical Orthodox. I think it was a case of a person saying something without thinking it through very much. But I would say my response would be very similar to Pastor Maddie's, would be to really internalize it and say, well, what is the core of what this is thinking about? Now, in that case, I think we say things when we're young that we don't say when we're older. How would I have responded to that? I probably would have let it bounce off and said, you know, the tone of voice told me that this was an opinion that they held very strongly, that was very important to them. And that it was something that they kind of wanted me to give some further thought to on my own time. I don't feel like it was had somebody said something like that to me, I wouldn't necessarily have taken it as a direct brutal attack. You need to make a decision now. There's another issue that hasn't even been brought up, which is how deep is the pre-existing relationship between the two people who are having this conversation. If it was a deep, close, personal friend who was sharing this with me, who said something like that, I would probably take it more seriously and stop and think more about it than if it was a person I barely knew in passing saying this odd thing to me. I think that there's that issue to be taken into consideration. That's also an issue that you see in the New Testament as Christian evangelism spreads, is where do you see evangelism being most effective? It's where there is a friendship or some sort of relationship established where two people can interact and correspond and spend a significant amount of quality time with each other beforehand. The context of that conversation was very much a casual, loose interview with somebody that you were probably never going to see again. And I think that the context of the actual relationship and interaction itself changes how we react to it.
All right, Jeff Holton, Resurrection Greek Orthodox Church, Pastor Matthew Blevins, Castro Valley First Baptist Church. Thank you both.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much, bro.
Well, here are a few footnotes since that broadcast took place. Number one, I no longer attend CV First. Since mid-2014, I've been attending Valley Community Church in Pleasanton, California. Number two, Jeff was right about the context of the comment that was made by his students. She didn't know me well enough, so it really wasn't something that would have been a big deal. Three, earlier, Jeff mentioned a possibility on whether or not these girls have ever been to a Baptist church. For example, as he mentioned earlier, someone at the church might have acted in a way that wasn't Christ-like, and it may have led to the generalization that all Baptist churches are false and bad, which is not true. While my experience with the students was bad, as well as his church, I had to come to realize that not all Orthodox churches were bad. A few months later, I met a priest from another Orthodox church in Salinas by the name of Father John Afendoulis. Father John's parish at that time was very welcoming and very encouraging to me. I never ended up converting to Orthodoxy, but I will cherish the time when God helped me understand that just because I had a bad experience at one Orthodox church does not mean that all Orthodox churches are bad. Fourth and finally, to Jeff's student's credit, she was actually right. Well, minus the Orthodox reference. She said that the Baptist church was not the true religion. As a matter of fact, true religion isn't based on a denominational background or affiliation. So what is true religion? Well, I'd have to answer that with another question, which is, what is the difference between religion and a relationship with Christ? Religion has a strong emphasis on doing, but Jesus says, Done. There's no way I could ever live up to the Ten Commandments. God knows we can't. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to give us everlasting life. He wants to give you that gift of grace. He wants to give you that same spiritual heart surgery that I got on February 6, 2015. Will you accept his free gift? Feel free to contact me on my website, and I'll send you some great resources that will help you. We're going to take a break for the season of wintertime. We'll be back in spring with some new episodes of Grace and Truth with a new season. Grace and Truth is a ministry of the gospel-centered autism awareness movement, which exists to help anyone who struggles with Asperger syndrome to find hope and freedom through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We recommend healthy churches that will welcome them in while holding firm to the gospel without compromise. For more information, go to chewmadenew.com/GCAM. That's chew, C-H-E-W, madenew.com/GCAAM. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Perhaps you're listening to this program and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my testimony from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. And if you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others, and don't forget to use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my testimony on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the button that says, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!